adverse.
Elena Torres pulls up Google Maps on her phone. She drives all around Pittsburgh for work, a cleaning business she started in 2015.
I like organizing and fixing things.
It's a passion Torres blames her mom for. Growing up in Bogota, Colombia, Torres and her three siblings were each assigned daily chores. When Torres worked in the payroll department at Pittsburgh's Children's Hospital, her coworkers teased her about being OCD.
But the place where you live and how it's organized and everything that you have inside, it reflects in your life.
The same could be said about how cities welcome newcomers. Now a citizen, Torres says much of Pittsburgh's recent growth can be attributed to the contributions of immigrants.
Different cultures, people from different races, different ages, students from all over the world have helped in the growth of the city in the last years.
Numerous studies demonstrate that immigrants are expensive for state and local governments. But over time, they're a net boon to the federal coffers and the nation's economy. Peter Gonzalez is president and CEO of the Welcoming Center for New Pennsylvanians, located in Philadelphia. He says immigrants have revived the city, especially in neighborhoods with a lot of vacant buildings.
Just in Philadelphia's past 6 years, 95% of the new businesses created on commercial corridors in neighborhoods have been attributed to immigrants.
Last year, 45,000 more people left Pennsylvania than moved in, according to the U.S. Census. And each year, thousands of baby boomers retire. Immigration stems that outflow. More than 8% of Pittsburgh's population is foreign-born. In Philadelphia, it's about 13%. Most are working-age adults who bolster the tax rolls. But the taxes they pay don't balance out the services they use, says Robert Rector. He's a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank that favors stricter immigration. Rector says lower-skilled immigrants create competition for the country's most vulnerable people.
There's massive underemployment and unemployment dropping out of the labor force among the least skilled American workers, and they have first claim on our jobs and our sympathy.
Overall, the impact of immigration on the wages of native-born people is small, according to a 2016 report from the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. Some studies put it at about 5%. However, it can vary widely depending on job type and local labor market. Torres and her company, Wink Maid Services, now employ 5 to 9 people, depending on the season. She says immigrants give up everything to come to the United States, for a pretty simple reason.
They come to work hard, as myself, to make a good living, to be part of the society and make it better and bigger and stronger, not to make it weak or take advantage of it.
The authors of the National Academy's report on immigration stress that any analysis of the fiscal impact of immigrants depends in part on how you slice the data. And overall, they write, immigration is integral to the nation's economic growth. Margaret J. Krause, Keystone Crossroads.